ambition is one thing, making it real is another. That's where Capgemini comes in, helping businesses turn ambition into action, combining AI, technology, and human expertise to solve complex challenges, delivering transformation that works in the real world. From idea to implementation, we close the gap between intention and impact. Capgemini, proud to be the official technology partner of the Tour de France.
You're listening to SBS News.
Authorities are investigating an attack on a Victorian defence manufacturer which they say may have been orchestrated by far-left extremists with anarchist and revolutionary ideologies. The Victorian Joint Counter-Terrorism Team, or JCTT, has today released new images of suspects accused of targeting Lovett Technologies in the early hours of July 5, 2025. AFP Detective Superintendent Anthony Hall said the alleged attack was serious and those with information should come forward immediately.
The JCTT clearly has some information about these alleged offenders and we're focused on identifying who they are. At any time, we could be knocking on the door of this accused group. We know this is making some of the group quite anxious, as it should, because we're determined to bring them before the courts.
The JCTT alleges members of an unnamed group vandalised the business in the suburb of Greensboro, set alight multiple vehicles on the property and later posted about it online. Lovett Technologies manufactures parts for Lockheed Martin F-35 fighter jets, a global supply chain Australia participates in, which has become controversial due to Israel's use of F-35 jets in the Gaza Strip. Authorities say the alleged offenders expressed support for Palestine and accused them of targeting Lovett Technologies due to its role in the Australian Defence Force supply chain. Detective Superintendent Anthony Hall says the alleged offenders could face significant jail time.
We cannot overstate the seriousness of this terror-related crime, and the AFP, together with our partners, will not tolerate acts of terror motivated by extremist ideologies, aiming to cause fear and anguish in our community.
Under the Criminal Code, conviction for terror offences can carry a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. According to a statement by the JCTT, which includes Victoria Police, ASIO and the AFP. The JCTT has also alleged that members of the group voiced their opposition to the Australian government and offered advice on how to make incendiary devices similar to the ones suspected of being used to damage cars at Lovett Technologies. Victoria Police Detective Acting Superintendent Anthony Wheatfield suggested the attack had the potential to put the wider community at significant risk.
Fire in particular is a very dangerous method of committing crimes of this nature. Not only is it dangerous for the people actually perpetrating it, but for the wider community and neighbouring houses and businesses. And we really deplore this type of activity and the danger that they put the broader community in.
He says using violent or dangerous methods to express political or social viewpoints is unacceptable.
Everyone has the right to do their business as they wish to do so. And some attacks, particularly attacks of this nature, for a political or a social agenda is really not acceptable in this circumstance.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Not long ago, just when you're about to take the lead against your friends in your favourite online race, then a game update starts downloading. The screen freezes. You imagine your friends overtake you one by one, probably laughing while doing so. Thankfully, with today's NBN speeds, updates are faster and more seamless, so races are decided without interruption on equal terms. The way we play online has changed. NBN has evolved alongside it with better speed built for how we choose to game. Visit nbn.com.au. Faster speeds applicable to FTTP and HFC technologies.